Make your way to child's pose. And go ahead and bring your knees out really wide. And fingers are reaching towards the front of your mat. And then let go of everything that happened before you got to your mat, and don't worry about anything after. Just go ahead and take a big, huge breath. And cleansing breath out. And take a few more breaths here, just like that. Anytime during this practice, you need to take a minute, come back to child's pose. And you can always go further in your poses, going that extra mile. It's not that crowded there. Okay, take another big, huge breath in, and even bigger breath out. And then push up to tabletop and just get grounded here. Fingers are spread really wide. And we'll do a couple cat cows. So look forward, breathe in. And then cat pose around your spine. Cow, take a breath. And cat pose, push the mat away. Let's do two more. Breathe in, look forward. And cat pose. So last one, really drop your rib cage down towards the mat and press back to down dog. And any movement you need here, you can shake out your head or bend your knees or elbows. And sink into your down dog. Really press into your hands and your chest back towards your thighs. And then take a big breath in. And exhale. Let's do that one more time. Big breath in. And bigger breath out. And step forward to the top of your mat and come to ragdoll. Grab your elbows. And drop your head. Let it be very heavy. You can sway from side to side here if you'd like. And then let go of your elbows, take a halfway lift, breathe in, and then fold, let that air go. Then sweep up, hands up high, forward fold, breathe out. And take a halfway lift, fold and exhale. Sweep up again, hands up high, maybe go back a little bit in your back bend, forward fold. Do it again. Halfway lift. Suck your belly in this time. Fold heavy head. And then sweep all the way up. Maybe back bend even more here. Awesome. Forward fold. Take another halfway lift. And come to your high plank. Stay here. Breathe in. Exhale. Make sure your hips are level here. And breathe in, and breathe out. Do that again. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. Come to your forearms. And breathe in here. Awesome. Breathe out. Lift your right toes off the mat just a bit. Breathe out here. Two more in. And breathe out. In. And bring your foot down. Lift your left toes. Core is engaged. Breathe out. Two more in. And breathe out. Last one. Bring your foot down. Press up to high plank. Down dog. And take a big, huge breath in here. Exhale. Good job. Right leg high. Bring your knee to your nose. Shift forward. And send it back up high. And come to your right elbow. Back up really high. Left elbow. Back up high. Warrior one. So sweep up. Breathe out, lunge. Stay here. In. Breathe out. One more. Up and maybe back bend. Chaturanga. Low plank. And come to your up dog. Push it back down dog. Land here. Big breath in. And out. Awesome. Left leg up high. Knee to nose. Shift forward. Back up really high. Left elbow. And send it up high. Right elbow. Back up high, even higher. Warrior one. And sweep up. Lunge and exhale. Stay here. Breath in. Breathe out. Up and back. Low plank. You're up dog. Take a breath in. Down dog. Send that breath out. Inhale here. And send it out. Right leg high. Knee to nose. Back up. Right elbow. Back up. Left elbow. Back up. Bend your knee, stack your hip. Then stay here or flip your dog. Awesome. Keep your breath turned on. Make your way to high plank. And look at your left hand and send your left hand up side plank. Now, hips are high and maybe that top leg is coming up. Maybe you can grab your big toes. Now you gotta spin your heart up to the ceiling. Low plank, good job. And up dog, down dog. Big breath in, bigger breath out. See the other side, left leg high, knee to nose, back up, left elbow, back up high, right elbow, back up, bend your knees, stack your hips, stay or flip. Awesome, hips are high, good job. Keep your breath turned on, make your way back to your high plank, and then right hand sweeps up side plank. And try this side out. Maybe your top leg lifts, maybe you can grab your big toe. Keep spinning your heart up, up, up. Low plank. And up dog, down dog. Now send your right leg up high. Go straight to warrior one. And sweep up. Go to warrior two, breathe out. Reverse. Low plank, nice and slow here. Finding our breath. So you're up dog, take a breath in. And down dog, breathe out. And left leg, send it high. Warrior one. Hands sweep up. Warrior two. Reverse. Low plank. And then up dog. To down dog. And take a breath in here. And send it out. So come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Look between your hands. Step or jump forward. Yeah, halfway. Fold. Sweep all the way up, hands up high. Chair pose. Breathe in. And breathe out. Keep that breath. Let your chest open. And sink your hips just a bit lower. Two more here. So this time breathe in, bring your hands heart center, take another full breath and twist to the right. And keep breathing. So you can stay right where you are or fly your arms or go to side crow. Give it a shot. Don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid not to try. And then meet in forward fold. Good job. Yeah, take a halfway lift, breathe in. And fold here. Separate your feet a bit and grab your big toes. Yeah, hold on to your toes and take another halfway lift. And fold, let your elbows come out wide. Make sure your head is heavy. You're not having any tension in your neck or shoulders. Make your way to low squat or crow. Yeah, for your low squat, your elbows are pushing your knees back. And for your crows, it's okay, crows, toes are coming together, heels up high. Crows, you got it. Crows, if you want to go to headstand, go to headstand. Yoga is hard and you can do hard things. Do it, do it, do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, low plank. Shoot it back. Good job. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Do that again. Breathe in and breathe out. So this time come up on your toes and shift your gaze. Fly forward and take a halfway lift. and fold. Sweep up, hands up really high. Chair pose, sink really low. And breathe in. Breathe out. Awesome, couple more here. This time, breathe in. Hands heart center. Full breath. And twist left. And keep that breath. Nice. Yeah, so go ahead and do what you did on the other side. Either flying your arms, or side curl, or staying right where you are. A couple more breaths. One more big one. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Crow. Or low squat. Crow's heels coming up, toes are together. Let's stay here for 3, 2, 1, shoot it back. Up dog, down dog, big breath out. Catch an inhale here, and send it out. And send your right leg up high, warrior one. Sweep up, warrior two. So reverse, really, really, really reaching back. Come to your side angle. And go ahead and reach your top hand to the front of the room. You really feel your left side body stretching here. All the way from your left toes onto the mat up to your fingertips. And heart is spinning up to the ceiling. Awesome. And then top hand comes to a half bind behind you. Or you can do full bind here if you'd like. If you're gonna go for the full bind, go for the bound half moon or bird of paradise. And then make your way back to side angle, top hand up high. Then warrior two. Right, land here. Breathe in big. Go and challenge your lunge, come forward. Reverse. Triangle, straighten your front leg. Yeah, and find your breath here. Top shoulders peeling up and back. Top hand to the mat, come to a standing split. Yeah, and go ahead and walk your hands toward your standing foot. Maybe grab your ankle with one or both hands. Yeah, and your forehead's coming down towards your shin. Yeah, take a breath in. Stay here, breathe out. A couple more in. Breathe out. Lift your back leg, feet together, fold. And halfway, low plank. And step or hop back, up dog, shoulders peel back, back, back. Awesome, down dog. Big breath in, and send it out. Left leg high, Warrior one. And sweep up. Warrior two. Reverse, reach back. Side angle. And send your top hand to the front of the room. Side body stretch. And heart spinning up. Yeah, a few more breaths here, just like that. And then come to your half bind or full bind. And full binds, bound half moon or bird of paradise. If you're going for your bound half moon or bird of paradise, keep your breath on. When we're achieving great things, we need to breathe. And make your way back to your side angle. And warrior two. Exhale and lunge. Reverse. Triangle pose. Straighten your front leg. Again, top shoulders peeling up and back. And consciously slow your breath down in this pose. Nice, long exhales. Nice. And a few more here. Bring your top hand down, standing split. Yeah, and play with your balance on this side. Maybe grabbing your ankle. Your forehead is really coming down towards your shin. Okay, take a breath in here. Breathe out. A couple more in. Breathe out. Last one, lift your foot high. Feet together, fold. And take a halfway lift. Fold. And go to gorilla. Separate your feet a bit and slide your hands under your feet. And let your head hang. And slide your hands back out. Take a halfway lift. Breathe in. Fold and let it go. Sweep all the way up, hands up high. And then bring your hands heart center and close your eyes. And take a long breath in. And breathe out, shoulders are down. Do that again. Breathe in. And breathe out. Open your eyes, tree pose, lift your right leg up. Yeah, strong in your foundation of your standing foot. And hands can stay heart center or any other arm variation you like here. And then bring your hands back to heart center if they're not there. And your knee to the front of the room. Yeah, lift it up really high. And then send it back for airplane. Hands by your side, palms face down. Yeah, and your Your shoulder blades are squeezing together behind you. Core is engaged. And keep your breath turned on. Nice. A few more here. And make your way to half moon. Yeah, left hand's coming down. And again, in this pose, your top shoulder is peeling up and back. And maybe, yeah, maybe you can bring some weight out of your left hand down by the ground. Or maybe you need the quad stretch and you can grab your back leg. Yeah, a couple more breaths here. Forward fold, good job. Take a slow halfway lift and fold, and then sweep all the way back up, hands up high, then hands come heart center, tree pose, left leg up. Once you feel strong in your foundation, you can go to any arm variation you like. And keep your drishti, your one little spot to focus on here. And then hands to heart center if they're not there. And bring your knee to the front of the room, lift it up high, and airplane, send it back. Yeah, and squeeze your shoulder blades together. And keep your breath on. In. Breathe out. In here, and go to half moon. That right hand goes down. Top shoulder peeling up and back. Yeah, so again on this side, maybe taking the weight out of the bottom hand, maybe going to candy cane, grabbing your back leg. Feet together, fold. And then bend your knees a lot and come all the way down to your back, bridge, or wheel. We're gonna do two. So whatever you need. Get settled and then go ahead, go up now. And keep your breath turned on here. If you're in bridge, walk your shoulder blades together underneath you. Few more breaths here, you got it. Find ease in the pose somewhere. And then come all the way down to your mat and take a big, huge breath and let that go. Last one, go up, bridge or wheel. Awesome. Yeah, breath is on. Three more breaths. You got it. Two more. You got it. This is it. Come all the way down. Good job. And hug your knees into your chest and rock side to side. And then come to Supta Baddha Konasana. It's a butterfly on your back. Soles of the feet touch, knees come out. And close your eyes, find your breath, find your long exhales. Consciously controlling our breath tells our body and our mind that everything is okay. Take two more really long breaths here, and then make your way to half pigeon. So if you like half pigeon on your back, you're there, or you can come forward through to your belly. So again, find ease somewhere in this pose. And maybe that's not in your hips, because that's what we're working. Or maybe you can drop tension somewhere else, like your shoulders or your neck. And then in your mind, just keep repeating, I am breathing in and I am breathing out. As slow as you can make that mantra, keep repeating that. And then feel free to stay right where you are. If you're on your belly and you want to reach for your back leg for another quad stretch, nice and slow, make your way to the other side. Again, it's just I am breathing in and I am breathing out. And if you're on your belly and you like to reach for your back leg, go for that now. Maybe finding mermaid. Make your way to seated forward fold. Both legs straight to the front of your mat. And then sweep your hands up really high. Get a long spine. Then exhale and fold here. Again, no tension in your shoulders. Stay in this seated forward fold and just take a halfway lift and then fold a little bit deeper. Yeah. And slowly make your way to your back for your inversion, whether that's legs at the wall or shoulder stand. Headstands and handstands are great here too. Keeping your nice long exhales here. And if you are in shoulder stand, feel free to go to plow or ear pressure pose when you're ready. Make your way back to your back and hug your knees into your chest and let them fall to the right for a twist. Yeah, if you have a different leg variation here that helps you twist deeper, feel free to do that. Make your way to the other side. Yeah, maybe needing to shift your hips back to the middle of the mat. And then come to happy baby. And grabbing your feet, really pulling your knees down toward the mat. And then your spine's going down toward the mat, all the way from the top of your spine down to your tailbone. And then hug your knees into your chest. Give yourself a tight squeeze. Grateful for the greatness you have achieved. And enjoy Savasana. And close your eyes and melt into your mat. Go ahead and take a big breath in here. And a huge breath out. And stay right where you are, or roll to a side. Slowly make your way to a seated position, keeping your eyes closed. And go ahead and bring your hands to heart center. And take a full breath in and a cleansing breath out. Thank you so much for sharing your practice with me and for going that extra mile. Namaste.
Namaste.